Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Something is wrong with me. Something is wrong with me.
What's happening?
I keep having dreams about Henry Cavill.
You're in love with him. You're obsessed with him.
How can I be in love with someone that I've never met?
I don't know. He's a desktop wallpaper on your computer over there.
It just makes me happy.
You have an admiration.
It's a little admiration. But I've been having so many dreams about him that I like stop watching his shows. Like, I removed the desktop background I had over here just to try to, like, change things up a little bit.
To another picture of him holding a turtle. Come on now.
It's a great photo, okay? Maybe it's more about the turtle than it is him.
I don't think so.
No, you're right. It's not. I've been in a relationship for 10 years. I keep having dreams about this man, but mostly there are him rejecting me.
Uh-oh.
And, like, acting uninterested. So what is going on in my brain?
Well, I think I know why you're having the dreams every single night. It's because for Christmas, I got you a Henry Cavill pillowcase and maybe, you know, sleeping next to his face every night to bring in some stuff up.
I haven't been.
Sure.
I'm sure my fiancé would get really upset about that.
Really? Come on.
Come on. It'll never happen. That's what we're all thinking, right? Have you had, like, repeated dreams about a celebrity like this before? Because Pete from Petaluma called in again earlier, and he was like, we've been through this already, Amber.
Yeah, I've had, like, 6 dreams about Luke Bryan. About, not, like, weird, but, like, he's, like, my dad. He's my friend.
Oh, it wasn't, like, a romantic thing?
God, no. I just want to be his friend. Luke, I just want to be your friend.
Shout out Luke Bryan and Henry Cavill. Come be our friends at least so we can stop dreaming about you.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
When were you influenced by something and it completely backfired? So Amber, as you know, I am obsessed with Matthew McConaughey's book, Greenlight. And I love the book. I listen to it every day and I'm obsessed with it.
All right, all right, all right.
You know, I don't even want to hear Matthew McConaughey saying that right now because he did me dirty yesterday.
What happened?
I was feeling inspired. I was listening to a chapter where he talked about for preparing for a role, he ran 5 miles in the desert completely barefoot.
That sounds really stupid.
What? That's dedication. That's will. He was trying to get into character.
Okay.
Still think it's dumb?
Yeah, I do. That sounds really dumb. Really dumb.
Well, you're going to think I am way more dumb for what I did last night.
Okay. I already do.
I was going to take my trash out last night, and I looked at my shoes, and I thought to myself, you know what? If Matthew McConaughey can run 5 miles in the desert barefoot, I can make it to my dumpster barefoot.
You didn't.
I was like, I got to toughen up these toes of mine. And so I grabbed my garbage, walked out of my apartment, and I was feeling myself, and I was thinking,
all right, all right, all right.
15 steps out, walked in the grass. Felt nice. Took 1 more step with my right foot. Boom! Stepped in dog poop. In my bare feet.
Well, what were you thinking?
I was trying to be like Matthew.
You're not in the desert.
Well, I'm not in the desert, but I thought my apartment complex might be a little more safe.
No, we live in Santa Rosa. There's no telling what's on the ground.
I, like, wanted to shout in the air, McConaughey!
Right. Well,
I learned my lesson.
Dumb.
I'll never be Matthew McConaughey for many reasons.
At least not in Santa Rosa, you won't.
Yeah, definitely.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show,
only on Froggy 92.9.
I found this chore list on Facebook. I thought it was really interesting because it's very intense. Like Wednesday, you clean out your refrigerator, and then on Thursday, you dust and polish the furniture, and then like on Saturday, you clean out your car. I mean, it's like a checklist to follow every day of the week. And it says, clean home, happy home. And I kind of want to follow it.
Yeah, what's interesting about it is like each day it's a specific thing. So like Monday's bedroom day, Saturday's outside day.
Right.
And I've never seen something like this before. This is super interesting.
I mean, I think it's a really good goal to have.
Yeah.
Follow these things and your home will be clean magically, right?
Yeah.
No, well, not magically. I wish I had a magically clean home.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice
if there was a Roomba for your whole house? Just takes care of everything.
I mean, you could call a cleaning service to come do that for you. But
that's so expensive.
So is a Roomba. But I guess it's just like a one-time fee.
Yeah.
You just buy it and it's there. But do you follow any sort of chore list like this, Tanner?
I don't. I'm really bad about cleaning. And I'm so bad about it that I had to create this new system where I set an alarm on my phone, 30 minutes a day, clean nonstop. Otherwise, I won't do it. If you saw my apartment right now, your mouth would fall on the floor. It's so gross.
That could be so easy to ignore, though. You're just like, nah, I'm not doing that. You like throw your phone to the side.
Hit snooze on it.
Stop it. So I was curious if people actually follow chore lists or they just clean as needed. So we took a poll on our Froggy929 Instagram asking, do you follow any sort of chore list? What are the results? Tedder.
68% of people said no, they don't follow a chore list, while 32% said yes, they do follow a chore list.
Wow.
I don't.
People got dirty homes out here.
I think people might be a little bit more like me and just saying that, like, we resent that list. We procrastinate on that
okay.
list. And
yeah.
They're almost like, ew, a chore list? What?
I totally get it. Yep. I totally get it. It could be, like, looming, just this dread hovering over
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
But that's how I feel when my home isn't clean.
Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Here's the situation. Should you talk and keep in touch with your ex's family? So my ex's family reached out to me. I didn't respond because I just didn't know what to do in that situation.
Right.
I want to be respectful, but at the same time, I thought it was really nice and just wondering if it's okay to do,
yeah.
If it's weird to do that. So we'd love to hear from you and get your input.
Give us a call right now, 636-1-HOP.
Hi, Caitlin in Hidden Valley. So I think that, you know, of course, if they call, next time they call, just be like, hey, what's up? Like, I'm doing good, you know, but you hang up the phone, they call back again. A couple months later, you can just let them, you don't have to answer at that point. You've already let them know you're moving on, you're doing good.
Yeah.
It's Jay from Quoco. No, I just had the situation where she broke up with me. And then my mom ended up marrying her uncle, where I couldn't even get away from their family.
Wow.
But she didn't want me to deal with her family. But all I could really give you as advice is no matter what, because if you do talk to her family, she most likely will be upset with you.
Okay.
Be as kind as possible.
Okay.
If she says something nasty to you, come back with, you know what? Like, if she says, like, the relationship was so bad, everything like that, tell her that, you know what? It might have been bad for you, but it was great for me, and I wouldn't take away anything. You know, just no matter what, if they ever go nasty, just stay calm and polite, be nice, because at the end of the day, you'll know that you're a good person, and it'll show.
That is so phenomenal. Thank you so much for... That makes me feel so much better, and I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
No worries. Like I said, this is one of those ones where my mom and her uncle are still married, and so I see her family on the holidays.
Yeah.
I moved out of state to get away from the family for a while because I was all heartbroken. Now I'm back, and it's like it's still awkward. It's still weird, but you know what? Like I said, always just stay kind and stay polite.
Amber and Tanner.
These were your favorite moments from this week's show.
Have a conversation from the show that you want to hear again? Send us a message on Facebook.
Go to facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Or just search Amber and Tanner.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Saturday mornings on Froggy 92.9. And anytime on the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's a word you always have trouble spelling? We asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning, getting some really funny responses.
Tom from Santa Rosa said, definitely in cemetery. I try to type them as definitely, that's D-E-F-I-N-A-T-E-L-Y, and cemetery with an A as well.
I guess it's cemetery.
Yeah, teary.
Cemetery, right?
Yeah.
I can see how those would be difficult to spell. Brittany from Katati says she always misspells receipt. She said because the I before E except after C rule doesn't apply. Nowadays, I tell myself the patterns. E-C-E.
Yeah, you gotta tell yourself those
E-C-E.
Patterns.
So my whole life, for some reason, I don't know, I always spell strong with an E on the end. I wrote it out the other day. We were in our office, and I was like, what am I doing? Why is there an E on the end of the word strong? And I think it's because the word blonde,
can
spell either with an E on the end or not. It's like whether or not you want to spell gray with an E or with an A.
The English language is so fascinating.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
I was like, what am I doing? It's just a weird, I don't know. It's just a weird thing that I always want to misspell. But is there a word like this for you, Tanner?
Hundreds. Hundreds. Two that come to mind are restaurant. I can never figure out how to spell it. And Wednesday. I have to say Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah. To myself. And sometimes when I say Wednesday, I said Wednesday.
Restaurant. Restaurant. I don't know. You have to sound it out and make sure you get all the phonics right and things like that.
Something I do know is that a third grader can definitely beat me in a spelling bee.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
When did you have an issue with a wild animal? So I thought this story was a joke and made up, but it's not. I promise you that. Dozens of feral chickens have taken over the Walgreens parking lot in Katati.
Yes.
Dozens.
You've never seen them?
I have never seen them. I am going to Katati as soon as I can and checking out these chickens. I have never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, the flock is growing faster than normal. And now the city of Katati has, I'm not joking, a wild chicken problem.
Because there's a rooster out there, too. And they won't stop recreating themselves.
He says, don't you mess with my hen, city of Katati.
Oh, my God.
This is rooster's land over here. I just thought that was so silly. Have you ever dealt with some annoying wildlife, Amber, or maybe a specific animal around your home?
Terry.
Terry.
Turkey. So Terry is back. Terry disappeared for a little bit, but I texted you yesterday and said she was back. And Terry's always causing all kinds of commotion in the apartment complex area. And she lives there.
Yeah.
It's her home. And it's so weird because she's attacking people and we're just cool with it, I guess. I don't know.
Terry's turf.
This is Terry's turf. Yeah.
When I lived in an apartment back home in Washington, we had a raccoon problem and they lived in our dumpster. So every time I would go throw my garbage away, I would just I would just throw it open and throw my trash in there as quickly as I can.
Oh my gosh.
Then the raccoons, you could hear them scratch away at the garbage and eat whatever was in there.
No.
Yeah. They were aggressive too. They would jack people up.
They're called trash pandas.
Yeah. And that's exactly what these specific raccoons were. They were terrifying.
They're lethal. You got to watch out for raccoons.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning. When did you have an issue with a wild animal?
Madeline from Santa Rosa says, a wild animal? I divorced him.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's your favorite spa getaway in Sonoma County? asking this because I saw someone at this place called Osmosis Day Spa. It's out towards Bodega. And it looked amazing. They had a meditation garden, these little huts that you get a massage in. It just looks so tranquil and relaxing. And I was like, I want to go to there. I want to go there.
Yeah.
And, massage parlors and things like that are starting to open up. And I want to go.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I've never been to something like that before.
No?
No.
I mean, have you done any research about, like, spas and, you know, where to go and what to do?
I've only had one massage in my entire life, and someone literally just walked on my back for an hour.
Well, you're lying.
I'm dead serious.
What was that? What's that called? What's that supposed to be?
It's called a waste of $60 is what it's called. But I've actually looked up, so I've always wanted to do one of those, like, mud baths.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity. And they have one in Calistoga. It's called Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort in Mineral Springs.
Dr. Wilkinson. I love it.
I'm going to go see my dude, Dr. Wilkinson. I just, out of pure curiosity, I want to see what that's like.
So I looked up this Osmosis Day Spa place towards Bodega, and they're booked up until May.
Oh, so must be nice then.
I can't go to there like I wanted to. So we asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What's a great place to relax and get a massage here in Sonoma County?
Connie from Santa Rosa said, the best day spa used to be my favorite place before the pandemic.
Oh, I know where that place is. I could literally walk there from my apartment. Brian from Sebastopol says, I love getting a massage at Grayton. Yes, the casino. It's amazing.
So check that out. Go win yourself some money, get a dinner and a massage all in one. And Dan from Runner Park said, Health Spa Montecito in the Flamingo Hotel.
Oh, that's right over here near work.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, take a break one day and be like, where'd you go? I'm all relaxed.
You're zen.
I'll come back.
I had a massage.
It's Amber and Tanner. On demand. The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What is your moving life hack? I'm moving for like the 15th time in my life. I hate moving. I hate it so much. Of course, when I moved to Sonoma County, I was really excited to move here. But just moving within the same city, it's not fun. I don't understand.
Right.
Nobody out there is like, I'm excited to move and to pack all my things and to carry those things upstairs and all that stuff.
You know who is excited about that kind of stuff?
Who?
My fiance's mom.
Really?
Yeah.
She loves moving?
She loves it. She's so good at it.
She's the first person I've ever heard of that enjoys the process.
It's kind of creepy.
I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I've moved 15 times, but I feel like I've never actually learned anything from the process. Every time I'm moving, I just stink at it.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for moving hacks. Amber, do you have any moving hacks, like things you do when you move to make life just a little bit easier?
I mean, make sure you label all your boxes.
I'm awful at that.
And actually put the stuff that's, don't just throw anything extra in there because then you're wondering where that thing is.
Every time I move, I'm like, my Instant Pot and clothes and my dish towels, I guess.
Okay. Well, then if you were doing that, put that all on the piece of tape. Like, everything.
I think I just need to be more organized and be like a normal person and just organize each like room and each individual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning, looking for your moving hacks.
Sophia from Santa Rosa says, put a hole in the end of a garbage bag, stick the hangers through the hole, tie the bottom so you don't have to take the clothes off the hangers. Yeah, that's great.
Genius.
Genius.
And Mandy, who's also from Santa Rosa, said, make one of your boxes a necessity box. Toilet paper, cleaning supplies, snacks, coffee machine, and stuff like that. Whatever else you need first thing the following morning just makes the unpacking process a lot more bearable.
Also a genius. Do just a bunch of geniuses live here in Sonoma County?
I think so.
I think so. Kelsey from Runner Park says, use your clothes as packing padding, and whichever box has the toilet paper gets unpacked first.
I love that.
Another genius.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you like solo vacations? Where have you been and did you like being alone or no?
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Vicky from Healdsburg said, I went to Vegas by myself before the pandemic. I've been plenty of times, so I felt comfortable going alone.
The reason we're asking this is because I want to go to San Diego Comic-Con one day, and I want to go alone. I don't want my partner, I don't want my friends to hold me back or make fun of me for being a nerd. I just want to go be a nerd, do my own thing when I want to do it, and just nerd out.
Do your thing, dude.
I don't know. I've never been anywhere alone before. I mean, I went to New York. I traveled there alone, but my friends were there.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a new experience for me. I'm thinking about going next year.
Are you nervous at all about going alone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons.
Why?
I don't want people talking to me.
Well, I think that's the reason why you want to go alone for the most
exactly,
part.
Exactly, but I don't like strangers, I don't know, being like, well, why are you alone? And I get lost so easily,
I think,
too, and I don't want to, like, be in a situation where I don't know where I am.
I've been to a Comic-Con before. I don't think anyone's going to be weird to you at Comic-Con. Comic-Con's kind of
weird.
A place where, like, your nerdiness can explode out of you. Are you going to, like, dress up and stuff like that?
No, but I might wear some, like, T-shirts. Like,
nice.
like a Witcher T-shirt or something.
I am all for you going on this vacation alone. I think it'd be really good for you.
I really want to do it. It's something I've always wanted to do, but I don't know if it's, like, a thing people do. I mean, do you vacation alone, Tanner?
I haven't.
No?
No, we have this certificate to go to the Inn at the Tides, and I've been, like, debating, like, going by myself back and forth, so I know what you're going through.
Okay.
It's kind of weird to, like, be in a hotel room by yourself, do all that stuff by yourself.
Well, here's what Bob from Roanoke Park said on our Froggy Facebook page. He said, I took a cross-country motorcycle trip solo, but I'm worried about you traveling alone, Amber. Just be safe. And I'm with Bob on that.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Martha from Hidden Valley said, I took a trip to the Bahamas for my birthday. My husband couldn't go. It was fun, but I still wish he was there.
See, I don't want to be in regret. Be like, oh, wish my friends were here.
Right.
But I guess we'll have to see. There's only one way to know, right?
Right.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Man, oh man, was I excited about moving into my new apartment this morning. I have, like, the nicest landlord, and Amber, I was telling you that my landlord, she really goes out of her way. My new landlord, she blesses each apartment before someone moves in and burns sage in it every time to get it ready for the new occupant.
Well, that's because you live next door to a cemetery, or you're gonna.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
They're coming over for visits.
I didn't even consider that. Should I be concerned about moving next to a cemetery? Is my apartment going to be haunted?
Call us right now at 636-1467.
Hey, Tanner, it's Reggie. That's funny you said that. You're going to be fine, man. At least you'll have company.
That's true.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
I'll never be alone, that's for sure.
Exactly, but it'll be good.
Hey, it's Deanna from Hidden Valley. What cemetery is it?
The Santa Rosa one over by North Street.
Santa Rosa Memorial Park?
Yes, yeah. I believe that's the one.
Oh, you'll be fine. My grandma and grandpa are there.
Okay.
And they're the sweetest people, so they'll protect you.
Oh.
Yeah, Santa Rosa Rural Cemetery.
Yeah. That's where my grandma and grandpa O are, and you'll be just fine.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I got spirits to look after me.
That's right.
They won't bother him while he's sleeping. Tanner, wake up. We want to play cards.
No, they won't. They'll protect you from all the evil.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you ever screen shop, browse on the internet, fake shop? We asked you if you do this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Becca from Santa Rosa said all the time.
And Susan from Guysville says, me too.
And Kendra from Cotati says always.
Yeah.
So this might be a dumb question. I have no idea what screen shopping is. I have no idea what fake shopping is. What is that?
I've been joking for the past couple months about fake shopping, and Tanner over here is like, what is that? What does it even mean?
I,
like,
still don't know what it is.
Why are you doing it? So think of screen shopping as a lot like window shopping. Like when you go into a store and you're just browsing, it's just an activity, or you're going through and you're examining the merchandise, but you have, like, no intent to buy anything. It's just a form of leisure activity.
Wow.
It relaxes me. So I get on the internet and I just, like, put things in my cart or favorite things, and I know that I'm not gonna buy it right then.
So what's the point of doing it?
I don't know. I think I
do it. You just enjoy doing it?
Like, I know that I want it eventually.
Okay.
Just maybe, like, now might not be the time to buy it. And sometimes I just see sales, or I see a photo on Instagram. I'm like, oh, I would love to buy that.
I gotcha.
But do you ever do this, or do you just buy what you want when you want it, or do you just pine over it for months and just forget about it?
I have never done this.
No?
Because I am really bad with impulse buying. And so I'll never put my cart something in my cart for later. If I'm buying something, I want it now.
Oh, yeah.
I want that two-day shipping, baby. I want it tomorrow.
Well, I finally decided to purchase everything that's been building up in my cart for months. But the thing is, I spent way too much money. Just think about if I were like you and I had bought, like, my $15 milk frother from Amazon, like, a couple of months ago. Or I bought my new towel rack a month ago, like, you know, I wouldn't have spent $200 on Amazon. I would have spent $15 last week and $15 a month ago. So what am I doing? I mean, is this the right thing to do?
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
When did you embarrassingly leave a door open? So I went to go grocery shopping yesterday, and I'm pretty embarrassed by this. My trunk was open the entire weekend. The trunk of my car was open the entire weekend. I thought, that's so weird. Thankfully, nothing was missing, nothing was taken, nothing was gone.
Oh, you mean all of those old coffee cups that are in back of your trunk weren't missing?
I know they're a hot commodity, and I know everybody wants my moldy cup so bad.
Oh, man.
But they didn't get them, which I was surprised.
I'm surprised, too.
I know. And then the crazy thing is, so I went to Trader Joe's, and I did my shopping. I came back, and my trunk was open once again.
Maybe you're accidentally hitting the trunk button when you get out or something.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or on your keys? Do you have one on your keys?
I do. I'm thinking that might be... but whatever it is, I gotta figure it out. Because my, you know, my junk in my trunk can't be popping 24/7, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you ever left something open like that? Like, maybe it's a car door, maybe it's something else?
My front door. I left my front door open once in college while I was napping.
Ooh.
I woke up and it was open, and I was like, did I seriously? I was so tired. I had to have been. I just, like, fell on the couch and didn't even close my door.
We asked you about when you left the door open and had a hilarious response on our Instagram at Froggy929.
Brittany from Petaluma says, my dad left the bathroom door open when my boyfriend, now husband, came to my parents' house for the first time. I'ma leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open. This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
So as we know, I have very vivid dreams. I've been keeping a dream journal. My doctor even prescribed medication for me not to have crazy dreams.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I'm taking medication. It's like called a nightmare pill, basically.
Wow.
So you take it and you're supposed to not have as, like, vivid, crazy dreams to stress you out. But lately it has not been working. And I had a dream last night that I was trying to step around rattlesnakes. I was walking over rattlesnakes, and I was carrying my dog, Remy, so he wouldn't get bit. But no matter where I stepped, there was some sort of rattlesnake and, like, another rattlesnake. There was just rattlesnakes everywhere. And I woke up in the middle of the night, like, desperately trying to figure out what was going on in my mind.
Yeah.
Like, why am I having this dreams? Because it scared me. I don't know if you, like, have had dreams like that. It feels so real.
Do you think it had some sort of bigger meaning than just random snakes by your feet?
I think so. And unless it's, like, because I saw someone post, like, a snake or something on Facebook yesterday. But it just seemed to stress me out a lot.
Yeah. So I'm very curious about this. So I literally just Googled snake dreams definition, and this is what it popped up. When a snake symbol appears in a dream, it indicates that something significant is happening in the unconscious. It could be either dangerous or healing. It can symbolize both negative things like toxic thoughts and positive transformation, regeneration, or rebirth.
Rebirth,
so,
huh?
So it might be a positive thing.
You know, I
hate snakes, so it would be a negative thing for me.
I looked up walking over snakes.
Okay.
And it says that it says you've been living under constant fear of betrayal and sickness. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. I mean, do you think there's truth to this? Do you think that I'm feeling a certain type of way and it's like making its way into my dreams?
I mean, I did eat your Taco Bell the other day. Maybe that could be part of it.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
What is a food that you should never, ever, ever eat in bed? We asked you this on Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning, and we're getting some great responses.
Ben from Healdsburg says, cookies. You might ruin your sheets with the chocolate chips.
And Penelope from Santa Rosa said you should never eat in bed. Seriously?
Penelope has a point. Penelope has a point. Marcy from Runner Park says White Claws, it's a dangerous habit. LOL.
I've reached a new level of bachelor-ness and singleness. I noticed I was getting like all these zits on my neck and my back, and I've been complaining about them to you. And it's very weird for me because I'm not a zitty person in general. I didn't know what was happening. But I realized why that's the case this morning. So I have a bag of emergency chips next to my bed just in case I get hungry.
Emergency chips.
I have emergency Doritos.
Okay.
And I found myself eating literally while I'm sleeping. While I'm sleeping, I am eating.
It's like sleep eating. It's like sleepwalking, but different.
Yeah. And this morning I woke up and there was just a bunch of like Dorito crumbs in my bed. They were stuck to my back and my back was like the bottom of a bag of chips.
You're joking.
I am not joking. I am dead serious. And I need to get it together. I need to hide the chips because I shouldn't be eating while I'm sleeping.
You shouldn't be eating in bed in general.
You're against it?
I'm against it. This is coming from someone who changes their sheets like twice a week.
Yeah.
Because, and I don't know if it's because I let my dog sleep with me, but eating in bed seems like a foreign idea to me. Like, I just imagine eating spaghetti in bed and like the spaghetti sauce getting everywhere, and it just grosses me out.
I eat 80% of my meals in bed.
Why?
I'll eat burgers. I'll drink milkshakes.
Like, I see milkshake could probably be one of the easier things to do in bed.
My bed is actually my dining room table at this point.
Oh, my gosh. You have a whole centerpiece in the middle of your bed?
Yeah.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What's a smell that reminds you of home? Dustin Lynch.
I got it good, girl, because I got myself a good girl.
He told CMT that skunk smells remind him of home.
Skunk smells?
He said there's this weird smell that I love that people have always thought was funny. He said, I love the smell of skunks. Driving down a back road, you smell skunk that's sprayed or been hit, he says. And he also said that he loves that. It just reminds him of home. And I totally understand that. I get this like weird feeling when I smell like dew on the grass that reminds me of home. Like getting up in the morning and walking out the door and smelling like dewy, wet grass. And I really like the smell of it, and people think it's weird, but it just reminds me of home, so I totally understand it.
I think it's a way more pleasant smell than skunks on the side of the
exactly.
road.
Exactly. Dustin Lynch, you're an interesting man.
For me, a smell that reminds me of home is burned coffee and turkey lunch meat. For some reason, it reminds me of my grandparents. My grandpa used to make a turkey sandwich for himself every single morning. Between that and the burned coffee, I feel like I'm at home.
Well, we asked about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What's a smell that reminds you of home? We're getting some great responses.
Deanna from Hidden Valley said, old books reminds me of my great grandma. Sometimes I'll go to an antique store just to smell the books.
Aww. I love that, Deanna. Thank you for sharing that with us. And Janine from Sebastopol says, grapes or wine remind her of home.
And Jacob from Petaluma said, cows.
Well, it's kind of along the same lines as skunk.
Yeah.
But at least you're not admitting to liking the cow smell like Dustin Lynch.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
When did your favorite character leave the show you love? Did you still watch it? Give us a call anytime at 636-1-HOP. The star of Bridgerton, Reggae Jean Page, will not be returning as the Duke of Hastings in the show Bridgerton.
Boo! I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
The gossip columnist Lady Whistledown wrote, quote, on their Facebook page, "While all eyes turn to Lord Anthony Bridgerton's quest, we bid adieu to Reggae Jean Page, who so triumphantly played the Duke of Hastings."
Well, why is he not coming back?
Well, apparently that's how it's written in the books, that he's only, like, in the first season or the first book. You can't not have the Duke, though. Rewrite it. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. It's really funny that you're into Bridgerton as much as you are.
It's kind of sad. But people are outraged about this, and yeah. I personally think rightfully so. I mean, I'm probably not going to watch it anymore. I'm out.
You're out? Okay.
I'm out.
It's funny that you were ever in the first place.
No. Have you ever had this where you're watching a show that got rid of one of your favorite characters and you either kept watching it or just didn't feel like it anymore?
Well, it looks like we're getting some comments on our Facebook page. We got a post up right now. Where at, Tanner?
Facebook.com/AmberAndTannerInTheMorning. Christopher from Sebastopol said Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men.
Julie from Roner Park says, one that comes to mind is Sophia Bush leaving Chicago PD. I started watching this show because I was a fan of her on One Tree Hill. I still watch Chicago PD every week. It's still one of my favorite shows.
And Dominic from Middletown, just want to say this as a PSA. Want to avoid a spoiler alert because I know people watch this at random times. It's Sons of Anarchy, so going to give you 2 seconds. Okay, now the radio's turned down. Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
You know, I felt the same way with Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. He was the best character.
He was fantastic.
And he left. I'm not going to say why or what happened, but just know after the first season, Khal Drogo's no more.
He should have gone on for at least 3 more seasons.
No.
We're coming after you, Game of Thrones.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.